Welcome to Season 7, Episode 1 of the Fireman Trainers Podcast, published on March 5th, 2024. Yes, Season 7, and we have a special, exciting episode waiting for you. We're part of the ConcealedCarry.com network of podcasts, and I want to encourage you to check out the Guardian Conference on September 20th and 22nd in Oklahoma City. Register now for early bird pricing. Link is in the show notes. In this episode, we're going to be talking to Mike Sidonia about some very exciting news from Walk Talk America that I think all instructors will be happy to hear. And also, you got a call to action at the end of this podcast, too. So please listen for that. Help us get to more instructors. Help us go along and show all the social media out there that you like our podcast by giving us a 5-star review in your favorite podcast app. This helps other instructors find us. Also lets everybody know that our content is worthwhile to go along and listen to. So sit back and relax. We're going to bring you another very interesting episode with Mike to make you a better trainer and instructor. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at the FTA, the Fireman Trainers Association. Visit their website at ftaprotect.com to learn more about their instructor coverage they offer and their competitive pricing. All certified instructors can apply for FTA coverage. And remember, listeners of this podcast get 10% off on their policy by entering promo code FTP10 at checkout. If you know your other instructor friends and they have insurance, ask them if they're getting 10% off. And if they're not, give them our instructor code. It's always good. Save a few dollars when you're an instructor and trying to build a business. This episode is brought to you by Manus X. I've been a longtime Manus user from their original Manus X to the new Manus X10 that came out with a couple of years ago, and now excited about their most recent product, Manus Blackbeard X. The Manus Blackbeard X combines the Manus 10 and the Manus Blackbeard system into one platform for the AR-15. It unleashes a completely new capability with in-depth dynamic shooting analysis, including motion-based analysis and multi-target engagement, something no one has done before. Manus Blackbeard X connects to your smartphone via Bluetooth and can easily download the Manus X application for Android and iOS. The Manus X application gives you history on all your previous sessions, as well as new drills for the modern sporting rifle. Manus X changed the way I train. And I think you'll find the Manus Blackbeard X is a great training aid for yourself and your students. Check out Manus X for more information on their Manus products, including the new Manus Blackbeard systems. That is manusx.com. We bring this podcast to support the industry, the Second Amendment, and most importantly, every firearm instructor in America dedicates time and energy into making gun owners more knowledgeable. Today, we're joined by Mike Sidoni with Walk the Talk America. Welcome back, Mike, and thank you for making time to come on again the podcast and update all the instructors out there.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. This is one of my favorite shows. I mean, I think we're on three. Is this three or four? It could be four, right?
I believe. Well, if you take what we did with Jake, we're actually more along the lines of this is your fifth.
Nice.
I just looked at it. So, yeah, it's and you each and every time, you know, people listening might say, you know, a fifth time, wow, we must be really hurting for content material. But I can tell you, each and every time we've had you on, man, you've done some cool stuff in between those time frames. I mean, last time you were talking about going to the White House. I don't know too many people that can that come on and can give us an update on how it is to be in the White House and giving updates at that level for the nation.
Yeah. And you know, what's crazy about that too, is the relationships I built at the White House are still like going strong to this day. And even at SHOT Show this year, one of the friendships I developed with someone who's totally not on the gun side, he's on the research side of the VA, was actually attending the meeting that we were in with NSSF. And we went to dinner, and it was kind of crazy because we were reminiscing about the White House when I first met him, because he was like, he's like me. He doesn't really care about any of the BS. He just wants to save lives. So he's not a gun guy, but he also understands every nuance of gun ownership and how we think. So he's one of those guys that will call me and say, I've been offered this amount of money from this group. Should I take it? Or will that kill the credibility I have with the gun community? And I would tell him the truth, and he'll literally walk away from thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. Just because he's like, okay, I'm going to tell him no. And that's the kind of cool things that came out of the White House. I take a lot of pride and credit for the fact that the VA is now at the SHOT Show. Because when I went to the White House. It was for the VA Prevent Suicide Team. And at that time, they had said that they couldn't associate with the gun community. They couldn't come to SHOT Show. And I was willing to pay for some of the VA members on Walk Talk America's dime to come out to the show to talk to vets, especially the ones that were passing bad information because they were upset of how they were treated in a certain year and then never went back. Right. And now Matt Miller is literally attending and sitting in a booth at SHOT Show. So I think Walk Talk America played a huge part in that, because that was one of my recommendations for the Prevents team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One key word you just mentioned that I think in the gun community, we've got to remember: relationship. It doesn't necessarily mean that we need everybody to think the same way we do or do the same thing we do on the same number of guns we do. But if we can have a relationship with them to where they trust us and that we're not going to go off on them with, some crazy nonsense, and we can trust them that they're not going to go off on us and, with some crazy nonsense, we can have a, thoughtful conversation. That's the way things should be, in a relationship. And that's where I think you've obviously built a good relationship with the VA there. And hopefully that will blossom into even more, because more people in government that can kind of understand that gun owners are out there and, they don't have any intention on causing harm or doing anything else like that. We just have our guns. And, the people that we really are worried about are the criminals, because that's the one part that, you can pass a law telling you any kind of things, but criminals by definition aren't going to follow the law. So that's, let's focus on where we can really fix things for it. And one of those areas is along the mental health, and you've done great strides with that, Mike.
I appreciate that. Yeah. It's been a long 5 years. It's been a crazy 5 years. The journey in this has been insane. I look at the culture now, and I talk about culture. It's 2A culture. It's just like, there's so many, and you've been at shows with me, whether it was a USCCA show or something like that. It's like, there's so many more people involved in this and taking ownership of like gun owners and mental health and suicide prevention. It's something I'm super proud of. And like I said, we've had vets sharing these stories for years in our industry, but I don't think we ever, as like a complete gun community, really tackled it the way we're tackling it now. So, I get instructors that reach out to me and they're like, I just heard of you today, but I've been incorporating mental health and suicide prevention in my classes. And I love hearing that, because it's like, it was a wave and it was bound to happen. Now it's happening, and it only makes it stronger. And this whole thing, if we do it ourselves, and we're going to get into that when we talk about like what we got going on now, if we do it ourselves and we're coming to the table with it, and we're doing it better than anybody else does, I mean, that makes us twice as strong when we have to argue about the other stuff,
Yeah, definitely. And let's jump into why the big news that we've got coming out here. A lot of instructors out there know that there are many states that are starting to require mental health education as part of their concealed carry licensing process for it. That's been a big question mark for a lot of instructors, because it's like, okay, what does that mean? What do we cover? How long are we supposed to cover it? All those other things. But Walk the Talk America has gone along, kind of, stuck their, now they haven't stuck their toe in the water. They've jumped in, hook, line, sinker, as they say, and come out with a series of videos. Mike, you want to give us a rundown of what those videos are?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything from just how to talk about the subject to, we have Jake Wiskirchen, who's a mental health clinician, giving his thoughts about the subject. We have Kevin Dixie talking about facing your biases. We have Rob Pincus kind of like going through the process and telling you certain things that you can do, as a gun owner, right? Like it's perfect. This is the way I look at it. We wanted to create something that any firearms instructor could use, yet it's for the end user. The end user is your student, right? Like, that's the information we want to get to them. We want to talk about things like cause a pause. We want to give them advice on whatever it is that situation might come up and how they can handle it. But we wanted to make it so easy that even if the instructor knew nothing about this, they could just hit play, sit down for an hour, And once they hear it a couple of times, they're going to know about it, right? Like they're going to, I think every instructor, even if they're like, I'm not even comfortable talking about this, once they play that video after two times, they probably could teach that video themselves. Right? Mm-hmm. Like you probably could get that information. But basically it's letting gun owners know that just because you own a gun, guns and mental health is not mutually exclusive. They do go together and it's part of the plan. The plan is to be prepared and be aware, right? Like that's why you're getting the CCW is like you're training yourself. You're training yourself physically. You're training yourself mentally in those situations. This is just another part of it that you need to be prepared for. You might be okay today when you buy that gun, but in 2 months, 2 years, you might not be, or someone in your family might not be. And you got to be ready for that. You got to have a plan, right? You got to go into that prepared. Oh, this is what we do when dad's not feeling so good or mom's not feeling so good, because every crisis is temporary. And what we want to do is get you through that temporary crisis, whether it's you or a family member or a friend, and not have any of your rights restricted or no one's losing guns because that plan's already in place. So I feel like that's the main message of the information. And I wanted to do something like the way I was looking at it, because I was like, okay, we can have Rob do the whole thing, or we can, you know, Jake. And then I was like, oh, I want to get Kevin in there. I just wanted to, all these states that are requiring it, you know, I wanted to make sure I covered every base. And I think that we might add a few more chapters in there. But what I really wanted to do is, even if the staunch, like, I hate these gun people, I want to put as many rules on them as possible, I want to make things difficult for them, I want that person to even be like, wow, I really like this video. like there's, I can't say anything bad about this video because it's coming from gun people. And it just, I wanted to hit on the things that they didn't even think of. And I know you watched it, so your opinion I value. I called you about this, like, and actually mm-hmm. checked in with you about this numerous times. So what did you think?
I think it hits on a lot of the important aspects of mental health and why people, you know, need to be aware of it, because just like you said, you know, you're mentally fine now, or somebody in your family is fine now, but what's going to happen in 2 weeks, 2 months? We're starting off 2024 and we got the presidential campaign that is, I mean, that's all admitted. It's going to be messy. Okay. And then the next, 9 months, it's just going to be messy, to say the least. The economy isn't necessarily doing as good as everybody would like. There's new rounds of layoffs you hear, you know, from week to week, different companies, different industries. All those put a lot of stressors on people, relationships, these things happen. And that's where knowing how to set things up, how to go along and make sure that you don't do something you're going to regret. And also make sure, because this is kind of even a bigger one that I talk to gun owners about, make sure that you don't do something unbeknownst to you that sets somebody else to do something that they're going to regret. You know, whether that's a kid, whether that's, you know, another adult in your house, something along those lines, because mental health isn't just for gun owners. It can affect anybody and everybody. And, you know, illnesses, financial problems, relationships, jobs, all those kind of things bring stressors, and people react to those stressors different ways. Some people are going to go along and say, well, I didn't like that job anyway, I'm going to go find me a new one. And other people are going to go along and say, I have no idea how I'm going to go along and make my mortgage payment this Friday. And those are, you know, two different attitudes. And that's where you need to know how to properly deal with it. We talked about it, I think all the way back in the first episode, that if somebody went along and had a broken arm, they go to the emergency room. And, you know, they go, the doctor looks at it and is like, okay, it's broken. You know, we can take an X-ray, we put a cast on it, come back in 6 weeks and we'll take it off. But when it comes to mental health, it is a lot tougher because there is no X-ray that looks at your brain and says, oh, wow, you're having, you know, anxiety, you're having, you know, thoughts, suicidal thoughts, those types of things. And that's where we've got to educate people, not just a gun owner, but also, you know, maybe people in the family or community as a whole. And that's the one thing I really like about your video, Mike, because it's not just targeted here, gun owner, do this. It could be played even for like community groups, so they understand what the, you know, what to do to try to prevent suicidal ideation thoughts from becoming real. And so I take my hat off. It's a really good video. I'm actually really excited to see that you're thinking about adding chapters to it because it's already good. It's, seven chapters with the outro. Good already. But if you're going to be adding to it, that's one of the great hallmarks of really great content, because it's not going to sit there and get gross stale as you find more areas that you can go and do differently or approach differently. Add them, and that'll be a great resource for the states that require it. And for all the instructors out there that you're in a state that doesn't require it, take a look at it. The videos are free, which means that if you have an hour for lunch that you're giving people and you can play this video, you might help somebody there. You might give them the tools when they get home next week, when a crisis happens, that they'll know and understand what's happening a little bit more and respond accordingly.
Yeah, 100%. I think, a couple things I want to touch on. Like, one of the, you know, you're talking about like finance and stuff. One of the reasons why we decided, because I remember I asked you like, hey, mm-hmm. what do you think this is worth? What do you think trainers will pay for? And you gave me an honest answer, right? You're just like, hey, look, this is what happens. Trainers have to pay for it. They usually pass a little bit on to the, we didn't want to do that. Like, that's one of the reasons why in the end, we decided to give it away for free, because we didn't want this subject that some people might look at as negative to even cost them money, right? Like, we wanted it to be a positive thing. It's like, okay, let's give it away for free so states can't, like, we really wanted to try to make it so states can't like figure out a way to capitalize off of it, right? Because they do that to gun people all the time. Like, they just mm-hmm. find these extra little annoying fees and all this stuff that just the end user ends up getting tagged with. So that's one of the reasons why we decided to make it for free. But I love what you said about this could be played for community groups, because in my mind, the way I look at this stuff is, I look at everything from like the gun owner. Like, I'll give you an example. My wife is not a gun person. She doesn't have any problem with guns, right? But she's not a gun person. She's just not into the shooting sports. But it comforts her that we have a mental health and suicide prevention plan as me as a gun owner, right? Like, she likes that. And I think that this just gives us another tool in our box. Like, when we are the head of the household, or we're the gun person in the household, or maybe it's like two people, but not everybody in a household is a gun person. And sometimes people just feel a little bit more relaxed knowing that there's a plan in place. This could really turn somebody on to gun ownership, right? Like, oh yeah, I love that my husband or my wife now has this gun because we've discussed these things. And there's a pretty cool plan in place if we ever need to have to use it. Hopefully we never will. Like, I think it's just makes it easier on people. It's like a kid saying, look, you know, I have this car, but I'm going to be responsible with it. I'm going to drive the speed limit, you know, all the things that these kids tell us, but we're actually doing it, like, to make, you know, not only to make ourselves have this plan, but to make others feel comfortable with the gun being in the house. I know plenty of couples where one person hates the gun in the house and the other one is the gun person, you know, mm-hmm. and I think this gives that gun person the opportunity to look at the person who's the non-gun person and say, look, we're covering all of our bases. Like, once again, you don't have to like guns to like walk the talk America. Like, you don't. That's how we did it. So I appreciate you saying that video could be played to numerous different people outside of the gun community as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I hadn't told you this before now, but I'm actually thinking about in my mind about community groups that might be able to show either the whole hour long or potentially parts of it to educate them about different things, about safe storage, about, you know, even with the biases and different things that Kevin Dixie talks about. Those are important things for people to know and understand that are out there.
When I saw Kevin's part, so like the story with Kevin is, I called Kevin just like I respect you. I respect Kevin's opinion as well as an instructor. And then when Kevin threw that out there, he's like, you should do something about, you know, bias or things like that. And I was like, I'm going to ask him to do it. You know, I said, would you do it? And he was like, I can do it if you want me to do it. And I was like, yeah. And then once it hit, like once he sent it over, I was like, this is perfect. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because once again, I'm not here to try to impress the non-gun people, but I love doing that. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't care who you are. Once you see Kevin's part, like, you get excited. You know, he brings you into his world with the way he speaks. And I love kind of just breaking down the stupid stereotypes. You know what I mean? Like, okay, here we are. We have Kevin Dixie, a black man, literally talking about facing your biases, gun ownership in a healthy manner, right? Not just the stereotypical stuff we see on television that makes you think like, oh, you know, I have plenty of friends that are just like, oh, that's how they do it over there. No, the Second Amendment is for everybody, and responsible gun ownership is for everybody. And the Hollywood and the media has portrayed it as if certain groups only use guns a certain way, and that's complete BS. And that's why I was excited to get him in there on that too, because like I said, any of these states, if you look at it, it's like the Californias, the New Yorks, all this stuff. They're not expecting that from us. They're expecting dumb, you know, they've already put us in a box.
Right, for my cold, dead hands. Yep, that's what they're expecting.
Right. So I was like, let's make this video that's just so awesome that they can't say anything about it. And they're not going to be able to make it better because they know that we're the trusted messengers. That's like huge. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one thing that's really great, too, is having Jake on. You know, Jake is a clinical professional. So from a, you know, peer standpoint, it's not just a bunch of gun people spouting nonsense. You know, we've got a clinician here that, you know, is lining up with us saying, you know, this is the right way of approaching this to make sure it's non-threatening to gun owners and such. And if listeners hadn't listened to the episode with Jake, I can't say his last name properly, so I'll just I'll skip it. Yeah. Listen to the episode with Jake because he brings a wealth of experience from a clinician standpoint, a psychologist, to saying, hey, you know, he's challenged his peers to say, just because somebody says, hey, I've got guns at home, doesn't mean that all of a sudden they're a suicide risk. And it's those types of things to get clinicians to, and it falls right in line with what Kevin Dixie was talking about, was our biases. I mean, if we're biased against guns, just the notion of guns, then we're going to be making the wrong decisions when it comes to things. And that's where, you know, Kevin's section was, you know, really good and point on when it comes to things. Even Rob Pincus' section, when he goes along, talks about, you know, proper firearm storage. That's a good thing too, because the as a firearm instructor, I'm asked all the time, what's the proper way to store my gun? And it's like, well, tell me why you're storing it. You know, from that standpoint, are you storing it to keep it away from kids? Are you storing it because you're not going to take it out for a couple months? You know, all these different kinds of things, because there's different ways and different places that you can store guns safely for it, to make sure that you can properly defend your house if it's broken into. At the same time, you can store them certain ways so that when deer season comes along, you can pull the gun out, it's in good shape, and you can go out deer hunting. And those are all, you know, questions you've got to answer before you can really give them a good answer about how to properly store things. And I think Rob Pincus does a good job of covering a lot of different ways to store a gun, you know, even deactivating the gun a little bit so that it makes it harder for somebody to do a you know, spur of the moment kind of action, which your whole program about cause a pause is one of those that really kind of strikes home. If I'll do a spoiler, one of the part of the intro, you show a picture of you going into your safe and you've got your two, you know, beautiful young girls there. And if that doesn't cause you to pause and say, wait a minute, what am I doing here? If I continue doing this, I won't be there for my kids. Really hits home for anybody who's got kids. And you could, you know, that could be your siblings, could be your parents, something to go along and say, hey, there's a lot more people out there that probably want me to stay around than the other way around. And those are important things for people to face and realize, because unfortunately, I've said this on every single podcast we've done when we talk about mental health and such, but firearm owners are horribly successful at suicide. To, you know, I mean, I think it's in the 90%+ of being successful, just because there's no way after you pull the trigger that you can go and put things back together. You know, unlike a knife or unlike a, you know, taking pills or doing something else like that, there's not a whole lot the paramedics can do until they get to the hospital, and then it may be too late.
Yeah. I just, you know, not to plug my show on your show, but I have a show and we've talked about it and you've actually given me permission to plug it, but on the Walk to Talk America, you know, Guns and Mental Health podcast, we actually had a suicide survivor who shot himself, you know, under his chin, came out his eye. His name is Iman Alexander. And I think the episode just posted 2 episodes ago. It is one of the most powerful episodes we've ever had. The guy's like an open book. Does not blame the gun. Still loves his guns. But admits that if he had time and space in between him and his gun that night when he was going through it, you know, obviously there was some alcohol involved. Substances usually plays a part in people's decisions to do this, unfortunately. But like says, like, if I had time and space, and we talk about like cause of pause, we talk about these things. And then he's sitting there saying, you know, obviously everything's anecdotal, or like, we can't say this would have stopped it. But he said, yeah, if I would have had more of a cause of pause type scenario in the house, maybe that would have done something. And all the stuff that we do, for any of the listeners right now that have never heard me talk on this show or anything like that, is we don't want to tell you what to do. We just want to give you advice or give you these little seeds that you can take and say like, oh, that's cool. I'd like to implement that with my family or who I'm teaching, all these things. Like, we're not into mandates or anything like that. And we know, it's like water, right? It's very fluid. Like, we know that every scenario is different for everybody else, but like, we have to like address these things and then make sure that you at least know that it exists. Whether you choose to use it or not, that's up to you. We don't believe in restrictions. We don't believe in mandates. We don't believe in any of those things. But the more we implement this stuff as the gun community, and I'll say this till I'm blue in the face, the better we are off in the fight for our 2A rights, right? Like, when we show up to the table and we're like, we're doing this, 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 like cause a pause, Rob, like that cause a pause. I don't care who you are when it comes to guns. Like, we've had people from Brady. We've had people like have literally come up to me and complimented me when they heard about the cause a pause thing. Like, I never even thought of that. That's really cool. And I'm like, steal it. Could pass it on. Like, I want more people doing it, right? Like, That's the whole point. Like, I don't need the credit for it. Like, so we've seen companies now or other organizations have a version of cause a pause. It'll be like pause for a cause, or, you know, but once again, like, this stuff isn't proprietary, man. This isn't genius level stuff. This is like common sense stuff that, because we were fighting so much with the anti-gun side, I think that all these little things to think of kind of got lost in the shuffle. Because that's usually what happens in a fight, right? People don't think clearly. It's like they go one way and then the other people go the other way. And I think that's what we want to do, is get back to that middle ground. Like, we can't give you restriction. We can't give you this, but we can give you these really cool things that you never even thought of, that you could recommend to gun owners. And the gun owner is not going to look at you like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Stop talking to me about this, right? Like, those are the type of things that I think we need to make. And I think we're making strides towards that. And I want to say one thing about before we move on from the firearms instructor course, that's why we did it in chapters, right? Like, we did it in chapters. We didn't just do one long video. We wanted to break it down and do it in chapters. So you can take, if it's not mandated in your state, which I think it's California, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Indiana, I think there's one more I'm missing, but
Indiana, it does not require that because they have no education requirement. They're my next door neighbor, so I know that pretty well.
Okay. It might be coming though to Indiana.
Okay. Well,
we've had a couple of instructors say that that's on there, because that's one of the states that we were getting contacted from, and they're saying that it might be coming. So, but the whole thought process being, anyways, is I have a funny feeling it's all going to come eventually. Because once again, I feel like the anti side, or I shouldn't even say, it's not fair to just call everybody anti that doesn't line up with everything. But I think that that's something that people can get wrap their head around and say like, oh, this should be required in that course, right? So I feel like in the future, you might see more states fall in line with that. But it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter it'd be great if nobody ever mandates anything. But having said that, that's why we did it in chapters. So if it's not a mandate and there's just something you want to pull from there, like, you can, right? You could just pull whatever piece, whether it's Kevin Dixie's piece or my intro or my outro or Jake, whatever it is you want to do, you don't have to sit there and fast forward through a whole video. You can just go right to the parts.
Yeah. And the one thing I would go along and tell instructors, here's the one reason why ever since the first interview I've had with Mike, I've always touted Walk Talk America to instructors when I'm teaching instructor level classes, and talk about it when I'm teaching student level classes, because there will be just about no way for me to know who I've impacted with that by giving them those skills. But I do know that I've done something to hopefully turn the tide, whether it's today, tomorrow, or 10 years down the road. I know I've given them the tools to live a little better life and not take the shortcut out for it. So think about it along those lines, if your state doesn't require it currently. Well, Mike, I got a quick question for you, since we're kind of getting toward the end of the interview here. And with this being season 7 and episode 1, you're the first person that's going to answer this question. But what do you do for your mental health every day?
And that's a layup for me. I mean, I work on Walk the Talk America every day, and I'm reminded of mental health every single day. It's funny. I was in my car driving with my daughter one day, and she goes, I know I never have to worry about you killing yourself. And I said, why? And she knows, because it'll undo all the work that you've done. But there's a part of that she's right. Right. Like it's kind of a morbid thought, like, oh, okay, that's the only reason he's not going to kill himself. Right. Like, but no, it's true. When you help people, I know compassion fatigue is a thing for many people, but it's not for me. When I'm contacted and someone's like, hey, I've been touched by what your organization has done, or I got a call from a manufacturer the other day, and the guy was like, yeah, we're going to put the card in the box. We're going to go forward with that. You know, for me, like, that stuff is very therapeutic, right? Like it's almost like a drug at some point, right? Like and it reminds me to stay on top of my mental health, right? So if you work the way I work, I'm telling people to take screenings all the time. I get to tend to my mental health that way, and I get a reminder to tend to my mental health that way. But if I was going to give an answer of what I like to do when I may get a little anxiety, or I get a little overwhelmed, or I worry about where the next donation is coming from for Walk the Talk, because there's a couple of times we ran up against it. I like to just breathe. Like, sometimes I like to just like tune out, don't go on social media, take some time to like decompress, get away from my phone, and do something that lets me just think and breathe and remind myself that you can overcome everything. And we were kind of having this conversation before the podcast began. We live in the best country in the planet, and you're never out. Like, you're never out of the game. And I truly believe that. Like, 5 years ago, if you'd have told me I would be in this position where I could be doing something I love and make a living, a humble living from it, but still do something I love and accomplish the things we had accomplished, like the USA Today article, the White House, all those things, I would have told you that there's no way. But now, me now, I would say there is a way. You know, like, so I think people just need to take a pause, breathe, calm down, disconnect. Social media is a monster. That'll just make you nuts. There's a lot of good that comes from social media, but there's also a lot of negative echo chamber stuff that can really fire you up. And I think that people just need to be mindful of that. So that's my long-winded answer. That's really not fair for the next group of people that you talk to, because they're not most likely going to work in mental health and suicide prevention for a living.
So. Yeah, but I think it's really good, because you hit on a few things. You know, you've had financial pressures when it comes to, you know, Walk Talk America. I mean, it's a nonprofit, so you've got to go out and find new donors, or ask donors that have already given you, you know, can you spare a few more dollars, you know, so we can get through the end of this year. You also, you know, you've got the anxiety when it comes to, you know, what are you going to do next to, you know, really fulfill what you see as a mission. But overall, you also take that time to tune out and breathe, which is part of the reason why I strategically placed Walk Talk America being season 1, and also picked this topic, because as much as we talk about mental health and different things like that, we don't talk about you know, taking care of our mental health individually very often. And if I can go along and say, hey, I do this, you know, it could be simple as going to the range and shooting, but, you know, let's get some ideas out there, about how we can go along and relax and, you know, get away from the anxiety, get away from the, destructive thoughts and be constructive out there. So thank you, Mike, for being the first answer, even though you've set the bar pretty high, but I think we'll do good over the next 26 episodes.
Good luck to everybody that follows that then. I'll take that credit. I got to take some wins wherever I can. No, seriously though, thank you for having me on again. I love your support has always been a lot to me. Your guidance, you know, when it comes to firearms instructors, has meant a lot to me. And just the fact that you just keep having us on to give us a platform to talk about the new cool things that we do. Like, I can't thank you enough.
Well, you're welcome. And as when we first got on before we started recording, I'm just blown away every single time when I said, you know, what's new, Mike? And you've exceeded expectations again with the video, exceeded it with the White House, all these different kind of things. You are making strides. And as I said, you'll never know how many people you've helped, but I'm sure without a doubt that you've helped many, many people through dark times because you've given them a few tools to how to go along and manage it through it. So thank you.
Thank you.
And Mike, I'm going to go along and put walktalk.wtta.org on the show notes. Also going to go along and put your video in the show notes for those. For anything else that our listeners should know before we get off here.
No, but if you're an instructor and you're using this and you're in one of those states that is requiring this, please push it up. Get it in front. Make sure you get those people that are requiring you to do it. Tell them about us. I'm so sick of all these mandates and things that come down and I know, like, I'm petty when it comes to that stuff, because I know, like, the expectation level of all of the 2A community is so low from them. And I need enough instructors to go back and say, this is what we're using and look how good it is. Just cause I'm petty.
There you go. Okay. Mike, thanks again for coming on, and look forward to number six when you come on to see what kind of great things you've done.
So much next. Pressure to top.
Yeah. Just remember, breathe. We'll see you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I hope you found that information informative, and don't forget to share it with a friend. It's always exciting to have Mike on, always exciting to hear what he's doing for mental health, not only as overall, but also mental health within the 2A community, because as much as we would like to not think about it, mental health affects us just like it does the general public. For also want to encourage everybody listening, check out the link in their show notes and donate to the Walk Talk America and the video development project they've got going on. It'll benefit you. It'll benefit others. And also get your name on the donor list for the instructor videos. If you look at that, you'll find out I'm number one on that, because I felt so moved by what Mike's done that I decided to go along and cough up some money to be the first donor once he got that page up, and would encourage other people to do the same. Put your name on it, support what Walk Talk America does, and help them make more videos down the road to hopefully change mental health in America. Remember, if you're searching for information to help your business and the other podcasts that Mike's been on too, check our website at www.firearmtrainerpodcast.com. You can search for those topics up in the upper right-hand corner. Have any questions for me, topics, guests that you want to see, email me at ftp@concealedcarry.com. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our new location, Livefire, for the discussion going on there. Register for the Guardian Conference and take advantage of early bird pricing. Link is in the show notes for it. Visit our sponsors, especially the Firearm Trainers Association, at ftaprotect.com, and check out their instructor insurance. Remember, you worked long and hard to establish your business, and now take a step to go along and protect your business, protect your students by getting FTA coverage. And listeners get 10% off by using promo code FTP10 at checkout. We bring this podcast to support the industry, the Second Amendment, and most importantly, every firearm instructor in America that dedicates time and energy into making gun owners more knowledgeable. Stay safe out there.
Concealed Carry Inc. and ConcealedCarry.com strives to share helpful information and education about gun-related topics, training tips, and other things that may potentially have legal implications for its listeners. The information contained in this podcast is intended in good faith, but it is important to understand that laws vary from place to place, and we encourage listeners to seek local legal advice to understand laws that apply to them. Nothing in this podcast should be misconstrued as legal advice or counsel.